I'm joined by Dr. Harry Hagopian, and we're going to start by learning a little bit more about Harry. So, Harry, tell me a little bit about yourself, your work in the Holy Land in the Middle East, and your experience of working with the local churches out there.
Well, James, if you start with the surname Hagopian, then you and your listeners would realize that it's an Armenian name. Therefore, I come from an Armenian background, from the Armenian community of Jerusalem, actually, where I was born. And my involvement with the churches has been actually quite gradual. It's not been a sudden conversion, so in a sense it's not a Pauline experience, but at the same time it's been a gradual coming to terms with the inner workings of the church as much as the overall spirituality that the church incarnates worldwide. By background, I'm a lawyer. So a lot of your listeners would say a lawyer who talks about the church. Now, that's a bit dangerous. But I can assure them, and I can assure you, that not all lawyers are bad in that sense, and that we use discernment in order to try and think in a particular way where we separate the chaff from the wheat, what is essential from what is not essential. And I think that the fact that I studied law and then I majored in international public law actually helped me in terms of drawing closer to the church, at least institutionally, and then using the faith that I had inculcated in me by my family first, particularly by my dad, and developing it, and eventually it becoming quite important for me in my life on an everyday basis.
You were involved with the papal visit, Pope John Paul II, back in 2000. Tell me a bit about your experiences from the organisational side there. What might be happening at the moment with Pope Benedict's arrangements?
I was quite heavily involved with the organisation of Pope John Paul II's visit in 2000 to the Holy Land. Again, we use the euphemism Holy Land very conveniently to overlook political realities and cover Jordan, Israel and Palestine. And my involvement with that visit came about because I was also working quite closely with the Middle East Council of Churches at the time, as well as a committee which I helped set up called the Jerusalem Interchurch Committee, which consisted of representatives of all the Orthodox, Catholic and Reformed churches. And our mandate, my mandate as it were, was to follow through with the realities in the region as a whole, and that includes certainly the Holy Land, and make sure that the Christian interests are represented. And in that context, when it was decided that Pope John Paul II would do his millennial visit to the region, I became very much involved both on the side of the local churches in Jerusalem as well as the Vatican in Rome in order to try and coordinate some of the events, some of the meetings, some of the people that the Holy Father would be meeting at that time.
Retrospectively, do you judge the 2000 visit of Pope John Paul II a success and something that was beneficial to the Christians of the Holy Land?
That's a little bit of an abstract question, because I would look at it differently by saying that the visit of the Pope, any Pope, to any country in the world is in itself exciting enough and important enough a visit that you cannot really qualify it as being a failure or a success. It always manages to lift up people's spirits. It always manages to address a few questions, though there are always people who would say, I wish it had been done this way, I wish it had gone that way. It happened with Pope John Paul II. It certainly happened with the incumbent Holy Father in his visits to date. But I think that, in a sense, Pope John Paul II's visit was pretty much a success in that it lifted up the Christian presence in the Middle East and made people, first of all, realize that there is such a thing called Christianity in the region, because people tend to forget that that's where the source of the Bible comes from. And then it also gave those Christians the hope, which is very much a Christian ingredient, the hope to move on, struggle on, and work in the region.
Well, Harry, we'll be talking a few times over the duration of Pope Benedict's visit to the Holy Land. So for now, thank you.
Thank you.